Track 5. And now we come to the family announcements. And there are 6 deaths. Brodribb, David. It is with deepest sadness we announce the passing of Dave on the 16th of January at the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital, aged 81. The funeral service will be held at St Paul's Chapel, Exeter and Devon Crematorium, on Monday the 10th of February at 11 a.m, followed by a wake at the Langstone Cliff Hotel, Dawlish. Donations, if desired, for the British Heart Foundation.
Cleary, Teresa, died peacefully at home on the 3rd of January, aged 73. The funeral service to be held at Parish Church of St John the Baptist, Bishop Stainton, on Thursday the 6th of February at 10:45 a.m. Donations for Rowcroft Hospice at home.
Jones, Colin Peter, died suddenly at home on the 12th of January 2025, aged 63 years, of Tynmouth. A private family funeral service will be held, but those who wish to attend the graveside interment service are welcome at Tynmouth Cemetery on Friday the 7th of February 2025 at 12 noon. Donations for Diabetes UK.
Mitchell, Frederick Alfred, on the 23rd of January, passed away peacefully at Dove Tree House, aged 90. Funeral service is on Thursday the 13th of February at Exeter Crematorium at 11 a.m. in St Paul's Chapel. Donations, if desired, for Devon Air Ambulance Trust.
Steele, Harry, passed away on Friday the 10th of January, aged 89. Funeral service to be held at Torquay Crematorium on Monday the 10th of February at 10:30 a.m. Donations, if desired, to Rowcroft Hospice.
Williams, David Michael, passed away peacefully on Saturday the 11th of January 2025, aged 84 years. The funeral service will be held at St James Church, Tynmouth, on Tuesday the 4th of February at 11 a.m. David requested that it be a celebration of his life. Please feel free to wear a splash of colour in celebration of him. Donations, if desired, in aid of Parkinson UK. And that concludes the family announcements for this week.